Turning to the book of Psalms this morning. As you're turning there, I want to say, give special thanks to those that stepped in my absence and helping out and leading the services. And we don't have a recording of what Edward said from up here, but I have confidence in Edward to know that it was fitting, well fitting. And Edward's a great man to be able to rely on. And those that sang specials, and Warren for covering on Wednesday. I think he had a full day Wednesday, but thank him for covering on Wednesday as well. Psalms, the 106th division. I guess I may not have given you that. Easy to find the book of the Psalms. It may take a little while to find that 106th psalm, though. If you would bow your head with me this morning as we seek God's special anointing and touch in this part of the service. Father, thank you for your presence that we've enjoyed today in song as we've worshiped. Thank you for the words of praise that have come from your people in testimony. We bless your name this morning. We bow in your presence. I pray that you would now give us that anointing that is needed in the preaching of your word, the message that you have pressed on the preacher's heart for this time. Pray that you would speak through my lips of clay, giving that anointing to every ear and heart that is here, those that will be listening at some later date. I pray, Lord, that you would touch this truth, your word. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title that I want to look at this morning, and I believe that I'll be brief. I know the clock is ticking. The title that I want to look at this morning is simply four words, and it can be a little bit of a play on words. Not what I want. Not what I want. Now, you can look at that two different ways, can't you? It can sound like a little child saying, no, that's not what I want. Or it could be an adult saying, no, that's not what I want. Or the other side of that would be, not what I want. Thy will be done. We find here in the book of the Psalms, in this 106th division, in verse number 13, the passage is referring to the Israelites back in the earlier time of their existence. Picking up here, kind of in the middle of the story, in verse number 13, they soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert, and he gave them their request. I like what the Amplified says in its reiteration of this passage. They hastily forgot his works. They did not earnestly wait for his plans to develop regarding them, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted and tried to restrain God. They tried to restrain God with their insistent desires in the desert. That's referring back to Numbers chapter number 4. Hold your place there in Psalm 106. We'll be coming back. Numbers 11 verse 4, the mixed multitude among them, the rabble who followed Israel from Egypt, began to lust greatly for familiar and dainty food. And the Israelites wept again and said, who will give us meat to eat? Let's just pause here just a moment and refresh our memory. Didn't God provide everything that they needed, all the way down to their sandals not wearing out? How many of you would like that? Your shoes don't wear out. That'd be fine with me. Get a pair of shoes that last for 40 years. God seemed to provide everything that they needed, but they are selective. They want, no, we don't want that. We want this. No, God, that's not good enough for me. That's not what I'm desiring. That's not my pleasure. That's not my point. I don't want that. Here's what I want. And the thing is, it wasn't necessarily wrong what they were wanting. It was just a part of life. They were just asking for something that God didn't plan to give them. Let's move on to verse number 15 here with the Amplified rendering. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their souls. Leanness into their souls. Turning to another psalm, the 78th psalm in verse number 29, so they ate and they were well filled. He gave them what they craved and lusted after, but scarce had they stilled their craving while their meat was yet in their mouths. The wrath of God came upon them and slew the strongest and sturdiest of them and smote down Israel's chosen youth. Now, these are references to what took place as the children of Israel were supposedly following God. They were following Moses, and they forgot that Moses was simply the human that God had chosen to lead them. That God was still their leader, was still their God. And yet, in the midst of it all, they had these things that they craved, they longed for, they wanted. And while it wasn't necessarily wrong within themselves, they were lusting after something that God didn't have in his plan for them. And they craved it, they cried for it, and God finally gave them their desires. Waited not for his counsel. One writer said that word counsel can be translated advice. They didn't wait for his advice. They simply jumped into it headstrong. I'm going to do it my way. We're going to do it our way. We're not waiting to hear what God has to say. And as long as I'm hearing what I want to hear, then I'm okay. But if you tell me anything other than that, then I'm going to shut that off. They're not willing to hear what God is wanting to say. Another commentator says that word counsel could be purposes. Waited not for his purpose or his purposes. They didn't wait for his plan. If that's true, if that's a good translation, a good rendering of what is being said and done here, it should cause us even more so to stop and realize that we can get ahead of God's purpose by pushing into something for ourselves that go against his purpose. They waited not for his purpose. W.T. Purkhizer said, impatiently they complained and expressed doubts, desire for water and food, both of which God would have provided, led them to the verge of outright rebellion. I'm not going to take the time this morning to go back to Exodus chapter 15, verse 23 to 17, 7, where it would lay out what Purkhizer is talking about there. But there it is. Impatiently they complained and expressed doubts. From what I'm hearing and what I'm understanding, more and more, the biggest problem we have when we are following God and we begin to fail to follow God, it's not so much outright rebellion that's taking us away, but it's the beginning seed of doubt. The beginning seed of doubt. God didn't really mean that. God doesn't know what he's doing. God has turned a deaf ear to me. God has silenced his voice for me. And so we fail to believe. We fail to believe. Impatiently they complained and expressed doubts. Another writer in the Beacon Bible Commentary said, "The very heart and spirit of a man, when bent only or supremely on the satisfaction of its earthly desires and appetites, is always dried up and withered." Maybe I read that too fast. The very heart and spirit of a person, when that heart and spirit of a person is bent only or supremely on the satisfaction of its worldly desires or its earthly desires and appetites, is always, I wonder if this writer is correct in that assessment, always, there's not a, some rules are meant to be broken, they said, or there's an exception to the rule somewhere in most people's lives. And here's this person that's saying anytime they are bent only or supremely on the satisfaction of their own personal desires. Now, as I read Scripture, I would have to agree with the assessment of this man that they are always dried up and withered. The heart and the soul or the spirit of an individual is always dried up and withered when they have that bent supreme to follow their own satisfaction. He goes on to say it becomes lean, shrunk, miserable, always craving more, and in this context, more food. But whatever the context is of your life, it may not be food as such, but anything that your desire, anything that you're pushing your heart for, yet drawing thence no nourishment. That's a sad commentary on humanity. Anybody and any time somebody leans to their own understanding and they're not following after the principle of following God in a surrendered living sacrifice way. Brought leanness into the soul. Shriveled, shrunk, withered. Is it settling in this morning that there's no other option in our spiritual endeavors? There's no other way to find satisfaction spiritually and ultimately find happiness in life unless we are following the full, whole purpose of God, the plan of God. It doesn't matter where we go, what we pursue, what we hunger after, what we desire, if it's anything at all that is on the selfish side and not the following and the pursuit of the desire of God and the purpose of God, when we complain and grumble, He will provide it. He will allow us to do it, if you want to say it that way. He will step back and give them the request. But ultimately, While he gives us the request, while he gives them their request, while he steps back and says, yes, you can do, you can have, you can be if you want to be, you cannot change the consequence of that. You can have the decision or the choice to do, but you cannot change the consequence. The consequence is always present. Leanness for the soul. That is the tragedy of prayer. That is the tragedy of prayer without the footnote that is found in Matthew's gospel of the words of Jesus Christ. The words of Jesus Christ. The footnote. The underlying. Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, the last part of that verse says, nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt, as your will. Not what I want, but what you want. Not what I want. He gave them their request and sent leanness into their souls. Would you stand with me this morning? Who is it for this morning? Who has he spoken to on this Sunday morning? Because I'm confident that the Holy Spirit pressed this truth on my heart for today. And so my prayer is that God, the Holy Ghost, will continue to speak it to your heart wherever the need might be. Maybe not needed this moment, but maybe tomorrow or tomorrow after. Not my will, but thine be done. If you need to pray this morning, you're welcome to come and pray. We'd be happy to spend some time on our knees with you, making sure that you are living and following his purpose, his advice, his plan. His counsel to take full advantage of the fullness of life that he provides. Amen. Trust you have a good day today. Blessed Lord's Day. Don't forget our service tonight. Coming back to worship and share together again. It's so good to have Austin and Janae with us. Austin, would you dismiss us in prayer?